Welcome back to another episode of an Investor's Journey podcast. I am your host, Jonathan Barbera, and this is episode 36. Have you ever wondered, is it better to pay a contractor daily or by scope of work? Now, if you've done enough renovations, you've either come across this dilemma or you've perhaps contemplated this in the past. So we've done them, like everything you know that we share in these podcasts, this is all comes from experience, whether it's good or it's bad, we've done them. And I wanted to share kind of our takeaways from doing it both ways. So first off, paying a contractor by the day. There are some pros and cons to doing this. Usually when you want to pay a contractor by the day is when you will have an unknown scope of work. And this means that you bought a house, you got to get going on it, you got to start renovating, but you're just not quite sure all the things that you're going to need to be doing to it. A lot of times this happens when you either bought a house in an area that you're not familiar with, so you're not sure exactly what needs to be going on into it, which is kind of risky because that's going to reflect a lot on your cost of renovations. So you should have a very good understanding. But if that's the case, not having a complete scope of work is kind of what leads you to paying somebody by the day. So they say, okay, look, I need to get going on this. Let's start with the demo. Let's start with this. Let's start with that. And the guys start working. As they start working, if they have a crew, they'll bring their whole crew there to keep the guys busy because they have overhead. They have to pay these guys weekly. And then if they don't have another job and you're paying them by the day, they're going to bring all their guys there. It also makes it very hard for them to coordinate the job. Because if you're not giving them a scope and a deadline on things or price target a hit, they just kind of, you know, they have their guys kind of hanging around. So they say, hey, you know, maybe go work on the siding a little bit or go do this while I do this. And again, just to keep them busy. And it makes them hard to coordinate, which makes consistency a lot harder and productivity, you know, virtually non-existent at that point. Because again, they're just trying to keep their guys busy. They're trying to stay busy. They're trying to get the thing going. And they're not being very productive with the project. So paying them by the day is, it makes it really, really hard to keep costs down that way. You're going to see that if you start paying people by the day and they start bringing everybody to the job site, a lot of times when you pay somebody by the day, they don't really have a motivation to get things done that fast if they don't have another job lined up right after that. Now, please do not take this as I'm talking bad about contractors. This has nothing to do with them. This is 100% to do with you, with how you manage the project. This has nothing to do with the contractor. The contractor has no interest in whether you succeed or not on this project. They should, because if you succeed, you hire them again, but most contractors don't. And that shouldn't matter to you either. Anyways, this is your project. You're the one responsible. You're the one that needs to be managing the project. So you want to make sure that you're setting up your contractors for success. Paying them by the day creates problems sometimes. Even paying them by the day, you should still kind of give them mini scopes of work. So maybe you don't know what the full scope is, but you know that you need to do demo. So say, okay, hey, we got to do demo. I'll pay for the demo $1,000, right? So now if it takes them 2 days to do the demo or 2 weeks to do the demo, it's $2,000. It's $1,000, right? That's it. You're going to get $1,000. Doesn't matter how long you do it. So what this does is it kind of helps them either speed it up or bring less guys, right? Maybe they're not going to bring their whole crew. They're going to have to tell some guys, hey, you got to stay home. I don't have enough in the budget to bring you in today. We don't need you yet. So this is going to help you in keeping the cost down. This is also going to hurt you in getting kind of like a better price for the overall scope, because if you give them a full scope, they'll give you one bulk price for the labor to get the whole project done because there's a lot involved. But if you break it down step by step, those prices tend to go higher because they're not pricing it in bulk, they're pricing it individually. So this is something that in construction, it just always happens. It's when we used to do hardwood floors, we used to tell people it's going to cost you more per room if we have to refinish the floors for three rooms. But individually because they had to move their furniture around, it's going to cost you more because we got to do more trips versus if we just do all three rooms at one time, right? So it's the same amount of work, but it will cost them more if you separate it. And that kind of translates almost the same in construction in many different areas. If you can bulk the full project together and they know they have weeks of work projected and all that, they tend to give you a better price. So doing it by the day can and most likely will end up costing you more on rehab. I'm not saying don't do it. You got to judge it for yourself. You got to see where it's worth it. But on bigger projects where you know you're going to be spending, you know, probably $40,000, $50,000 in San Antonio money. In New York, $40,000, $50,000, you're probably getting a kitchen done. So in San Antonio money, if you're spending a good amount of money that you're doing a lot of the house, take the time to put a scope of work together. I think it's going to benefit you better. Now, kind of transitioning into that, paying a contractor per scope is a lot easier to manage expectations. It's easier to manage your budget because then, you know, you're setting a budget at the beginning. So by setting a budget at the beginning, they have something, again, they have a target to hit. Now, this helps them coordinate their guys better. This helps them coordinate their time better. What is the downside to paying them by the scope? Is a lot of contractors tend to underbid the job. And this is because there's a lot of things in the job that they don't realize that it's going to take them longer, right? Because they don't realize that maybe some part of the demo was harder than they anticipated. So instead of doing half a day, it took them 2 days to demo that part. And that extra day and a half cost them labor, cost them time, and all of this, that it's costing them money. A lot of investors, we always have this argument back and forth because they say, well, that's not my problem. That's theirs. No, it's your problem. Because if your contractors are losing money, and I've said this before, it's going to affect you. So there's really three ways that it kind of affects you in the project. First way is change orders. If a contractor sees that they're starting to lose money, they're going to start hitting you with change orders. And they're going to start kind of, not nickel and diming you, but they're going to start saying, yeah, I know you said that you wanted new doors, but you never said that you wanted hardware on the doors, right? Even though you're like, come on, it's a no-brainer. Yes, it's a no-brainer, but they're hurting because they underbid the job. So when they start coming to you with change orders on things that should have been part of that bid, this is a flag for you to understand that they underbid the job. So now, instead of fighting with them or getting pissed or trying to fire them, which I think all of those are extremely unproductive, work with them. If they underbid the job, okay, you underbid the job. Hey, what happened? What did you miss? What did you miss? You understand? What are some things that you maybe are taking you a little bit longer than you anticipated or a little more work than you thought? And work with them. Right? Because if you pay every single change order, they're not going to stop bringing you change orders. So don't do that. Instead, work with them. Look at the scope of work again. The scope of work is not something that's written in stone. Okay? A scope of work is written in paper and pencil. So it can be erased, modified, and changed. Scopes of work change throughout the whole scope of the project, especially if it's a big project. And you have to be okay with that. You have to understand that that's going to happen. So if a contractor underbid the project, that's fine. Okay, he underbid it. Let's work this out, right? Where you tell him, like, there's been times that it's happened to us in the past. They underbid the scope, but that bid was the bid that was actually making the project work. And now they're like, yeah, I'm going to need X amount over. Well, I'm like, well, no, we can't do that. Because at that point, we're going to lose money. You understand? So I'm not in this to lose money. So let's work out a compromise and we'll make it up on the next project. And any contractor that's worked with us can tell you if they do a good job, they have plenty of next projects. And there are a lot of projects that we have plenty of margin in that we don't even fight them on the price. You understand? We let them make their money because we want them to make their money with us. So change orders are a big issue when they underbid the job. Another big issue you're going to face is delays. So if they underbid the job, a lot of times they're going to start taking side work to make up that difference. And these side works are going to cut into your time. Now, you may think that, okay, it's fine. I don't care for a few delays as long as you keep the price down because that's going to make me profitable. Yes, to a certain extent. What if those delays, because you borrow money, are starting to actually cost you more than what if you would have paid them what they wanted would have been, right? So delays can hurt you. It can not only hurt you financially by costing you on holding costs, but it can also hurt you by pushing you out of the prime selling season into the slower winter months. If that happens, it's going to hurt you also. So you got to be careful with that. You got to be careful to not get pushed out of those selling seasons and to not raise your cost by them taking too long to renovate this project. You understand? Because now you have extra holding costs. And then the third way, they'll just abandon the job. And this has happened to us before as well. We've had contractors that underbid the job and then they wanted to do change orders. And we're like, all right, let's work this out. What is it? And they get pissed because they're not getting what they want, you know, and I'm sorry, like, I'm not going to overpay either just because you're an idiot. Like, that's not my fault. Learn. And they would just start delaying it. And then eventually they just don't show up. It happens. You understand? And in that situation, that is why we always tell you, don't pay your contractors in advance. You know, why we source our materials, because then all I'm paying you is for your labor. And I'm not going to pay you in advance for your labor. You haven't done it yet. Do the labor, get paid. You understand? What happened with that one project is we paid the contractor. I think we had paid him about $5,000 already. And he left. So he pretty much left with $5,000. So now we have to bring in somebody in and pay them $5,000 to do that job that they should have done. Right? So now that $5,000 job costed us $10,000. So it happens. It's part of the projects. You know, you win some, you lose some. But those are the things that you want to try to avoid. And if they underbid the project, this is why I always try to tell people, when you are a rehabber, when you're flipping houses, you need to know what the hell you're doing. All right? Don't get into this when it's your first deal, because you will lose your ass. And especially if you're doing this as your first deal and you're picking, you know, a historic home or something that's ridiculously, you know, crazy to renovate. Something that's going to be $60,000, $70,000, $80,000 in San Antonio money. That's a lot of money. $80,000, you're pretty much redoing a whole house. So if you've never done this before, don't get into massive projects because you will lose money. You understand? You're going to lose a lot. You're going to have a lot of stress and you might learn something, but it's going to be, trust me, the most stressful thing you've ever done. Instead, try to partner with people, learn the way. Because what's going to happen is, where I'm going at with this, is that if somebody underbids a scope, you're going to know that. You're going to know when somebody gives you a bid and you're like, ah, I feel like you're really low. You know, and I understand that you're probably thinking, whoa, if they're really low, that's really exciting. No, because then you have those previous problems that I told you. So don't look at just the money. Look at them and their well-being. You understand? They're in this to make money just as you are. And if every time they work with you, they lose money, they're not going to want to work with you. You understand? They're not going to want to do the quality of work that's required to make sure that you flip these houses. So get that experience. Take the time to learn. If it's your first project, don't start off with a massive project. Start with a cosmetic rehab, maybe floor paint, you know, some light stuff, something that you can kind of get to know some contractors, get to know the materials, the market a little bit. Partner with people. I mean, I say this so much because there's really, I think, two reasons why I believe people don't partner. One is ego and the other one is greed. And both of those reasons are terrible for your business. So you have ego on one. You want to prove to everybody that you're smart, that you can flip a house, that you can figure it out because you've watched enough HGTV to know what you need to do. If you've never been in construction, that is not true. 1,000%. You will lose your ass. And I've seen it done time and time and time and time again. These past couple weeks, all I've been speaking to is people that have been getting into historic areas, getting into flipping houses and done terrible jobs because they didn't know what they were doing. And now they're underwater $20,000, $30,000, $40,000. I mean, that's not the point of this business. So you did it for ego or you did it for greed, right? Greed, you want to get all the money out of it. You don't want to split anything with anybody. But if you're losing $40,000, where's the greed coming in? If you partner with an investor that understands what they're doing, like if you bring me a deal and you say, hey, I want to partner with you guys to flip this, we're going to analyze that deal because it needs to make sense for us to want to get involved. We want to make money. So if I look at the deal and I'm telling you, no, this deal is terrible. There is no money to be made. You understand? Like, you should not be pursuing it on your own. If I don't want to do it, that I can keep my costs down, why the hell are you going to do it when you don't even know the contractors? You don't even know where to begin. I mean, you got to think about that. I get that you're greedy and I get that you want to make the money, but you're not going to make any money that way. You never do. How do you make money? Partner with people that know how to make money and learn from them. Learn the strategies. Learn the tactics. Learn how they manage contractors, how they set up scopes of work. Learn. It's going to help you. Trust me, it's going to help you, and you will make a lot more money. Don't think about real estate investment in the now. Think about real estate investment in the future. Right now, when you're starting off investing in real estate, your only goal is to learn. Learn everything you can. Be a sponge. Because tomorrow, you'll be able to profit. Tomorrow is when you'll be able to take all that education, everything you learn, and actually make real money for yourself and your business. And nothing's going to stop you at that point. But you got to take the time to learn. So I hope this kind of went off on a little rant there. But to summarize everything, paying them per day is going to most likely cost you more money. It could take longer. So it's something that is just, it's a little tricky. Gauge it yourself. I would recommend if you're going to do by the day, do it on smaller projects. Don't do it on big ones. Or the best way for us is paying them by scopes of work, but understand how much it should cost, because if they're underbidding it, it's going to hurt you anyway. So I hope you guys got some value out of this. And if you know anybody that can definitely enjoy this information and you feel that they can get something out of this, share this with them. Let me know any feedback you guys have or any questions on something you want me to expand on or topics you want me to talk about. Let me know. I'm here to help you guys. Anything you need, reach out to us. We're always here. So appreciate you guys watching and listening on the podcast. And I'll catch you guys on the next one.